Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 18, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide, rented lips glide down to Powhatan on Friday. And as usual, it's a very, very busy news day. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And, well, let's just get right on into it. And we're going to start here with GarageGate. This is continuing to grow and metastasize, if you will. A lot of people are paying attention. And interestingly enough, we're seeing the legacy media start to get on Biden's case about this. And that's surprising a lot of people. And I have a theory about that, which we'll get to in a little bit. But over on CNN, Caitlin Collins was pressing Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, you know, he with the gun grab legislation, on whether the Biden administration fumbled its handling of classified documents. And, of course, Pritzker was out there trying to spin it away and say there's no big deal. Must be taking notes here from the White House press spokes drone here. Here's where it really gets interesting. You remember at Mar-a-Lago, they sent a phalanx of FBI agents in there that just for 9 hours searching everything. And in the case of Joe Biden, the Department of Justice is basically shrugging its shoulder and saying, well, we don't need to investigate and we don't need to monitor Joe Biden's legal team. You know, we trust them to do the right thing regarding the classified documents, even though up until now they've been doing the wrong thing. So it's really kind of very obvious, this double standard of treatment. The FBI says they're not going to get involved in monitoring the search for classified documents. And, you know, so I guess there's no going through the undies drawer like they did over at Melania's. And it's really kind of weird. Now, over at Steve Bannon's war room, he was interviewing attorney Dana Remus. He served as White House counsel for Biden from January 2021 to July of 2022. And prior to her appointment as White House counsel, Remus was general counsel for Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. And so Steve Bannon is out there asking, you know, how is it that Biden's own lawyers end up in a closet with the highly classified documents? Okay, and that is rather interesting. Now, the theory I'm operating on is Democrats have come to understand that Joe Biden is a heavy liability going into 2024. He wants to run again for the White House. The Democrats want to win the White House, but they know they can't do it with Joe Biden without massive, massive election fraud in a country where the general population is coming to believe more and more that our elections are, in fact, dishonest. And so the Democrats may be trying to ease Biden away from the 2024 race. Now, federal investigators reportedly interviewed a personal attorney to Joe Biden, but they didn't keep a record. There was no FD-302 report written by the FBI. Now, normally when the FBI interviews somebody, they write down their interpretation of what happened on an FD-302, and it becomes part of the record. No such record was kept in this case. So, I think there's a faction fight going on between those portions of the government still trying to keep Biden protected and the portions of the government who are realizing they're raising on a busted flush, and it's basically time to remove him. And along on that same theme, there's a story at domagood.com saying that Biden's own staff wants to basically take him down. This is coming from Joe Rogan, and says Biden's own inner circle are trying to get rid of him before the 2024 election, or just make sure that he's not going to run. Now, pardon me. Remember the raid on Mar-a-Lago and everybody saying, oh, there's hundreds and hundreds of classified documents. Actually, it turned out that all those folders with classification markings were empty. And the reason Trump still had them is that after the documents that had been in the folders were, in fact, sent to the National Archives, nobody came by and said, well, we want the folders. You know, it's an empty folder. What is it going to do here? And basically, they didn't come to collect them, and they just sat there at, until the FBI showed up and made a big deal about it. Now, there's another story, and this is really kind of weird. This is coming on top of Biden's mishandling of top secret documents. And by the way, some of them were compartmented, which is as high as it gets in keeping the secrets. And apparently when Biden was vice president, he insisted that the nuclear football briefcase to protect America had to remain at least 1 mile behind his motorcade in Wilmington. And that's really, you know, talk about shirking your responsibilities. You know, in the event of a nuclear attack, that briefcase has to be right there. And being a mile away, that gives the nuclear strike enough time to actually succeed. And so Biden was taking a very reckless chance on that. Now, getting on over to our transportation situation, it's really kind of bad. We had that FAA shutdown that they're trying to blame on a couple of computer contractors. And, you know, somebody was saying, you know, there seems to be a lot of similarities between Rome when it fell and the current state of the United States, which is just absolutely silly because Rome actually had good roads. So, big point of difference there. But apparently, Buttigieg had no official meetings about the supply chain crisis for nearly 2 months because he was on parental leave. In other words, the guy wasn't doing the job. They should have just said, okay, if you're not available to do the job, let's get somebody else in there. And Peter just, you know, and you know, it was interesting. He actually paid us a visit here in Indiana over at Tel City. I didn't bother showing up. I really had much better things to do that day, like polishing the hubcaps on the car. So, yeah, we're seeing a government that is crippled by ineptitude, corruption, and just plain incompetence. They're not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. They're just too busy starting wars and filling their own pockets. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has already, after her inauguration over in Arkansas, is already starting to issue very serious executive orders. One bans all critical race theory from Arkansas schools. She has called for a review of previous executive orders, including those related to COVID. It seems likely she's going to basically rescind those. She's ordered a reduction of state government rules and regulations to make everybody's life a little bit easier and more efficient. She's called for cutting of waste in unemployment insurance. She has basically frozen all state hiring and ordered protection of technology from potential adversaries like China. And she ordered that official state communication was not to use culturally insensitive words like that artificial term Latinx. Okay. And on Monday, she tweeted to Arkansas what could be a challenge to Joe Biden and the swamp creatures as well. So apparently she's on the warpath and Biden's going to have to deal with that. Now, a little bit of good news. Under the new GOP leadership in the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar have been reinstated to House committees that they had previously been on and then removed by the Democrat-controlled House. So they're back in a position to actually affect some good. Now, yesterday, the House Republican Steering Committee selected several conservative firebrands to serve on the Oversight Committee during the next Congress, including multiple members who previously had their committee assignments stripped by Democrats during the previous Congress. And the GOP-led House Oversight Committee will include Representatives Kelly Armstrong, Lauren Boebert, Tim Burchett, Eric Burleson, Byron Donalds, Chuck Edwards, Russell Fry, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, we mentioned that already, Nick Langworthy, Jake LaTurner, Gary Palmer, Anna Paulina Luna, Scott Perry, Lisa McLean, Pete Sessions, and William Timmons. And they're definitely going to be on the war path about oversight of what's going on, especially on the Democratic side of the House, after all the shenanigans that we've been seeing over the last couple of years. All right. Over in New Jersey, there were election irregularities detected in one of their local elections, and they've now looked into it and realized that the problems did, in fact, result in the wrong person being elected. And this was actually a school board race. Okay, so even the school board elections are being rigged, and that may explain how all these critical race theory, LGBTQ, equity fanatics have taken control of the educational system. They weren't voted into the school board by the parents. They basically, you know, rigged the elections to take control. And now, of course, the parents are speaking out, and the school boards are saying, you can't do that. You know, we know what's best for your children even more than you do. Okay, now a little note from the world of media. This is actually coming from MSN.com. There was this experiment that was being conducted, and apparently it's been going on for a couple of months, since last November, where they began using an artificial intelligence system to write journalistic articles, and it turned out to be a disaster. It turns out that the artificial intelligence bots are no better at journalism, and actually a little bit worse than their would-be human masters. And on Tuesday, CNET began appending lengthy correction notices to some of its AI-generated articles after Futurism, which is another tech site, called out the stories for containing some very dumb errors. Okay, one of the automated articles, as example, was about compound interest, and it said a $10,000 deposit at 3% interest would earn $10,300 after the first year. No, that is way off. It would simply earn just $300. So they made some real goofs in, on that, and you know, a lot of concern about artificial intelligence. It really isn't there yet, and there's that chat bot that everybody's saying, oh, it's going to write school papers for students and it's going to be a way of cheating, and how do we deal with it? I went over and played with it, and it seemed like an updated version of a program that was called Eliza to carry on conversations. This chat bot does seem to come very close to passing the Turing test. But if you phrase your questions a certain way, it quickly reveals that it is just a machine behind there without a mind. It's certainly far from being self-aware or sentient. All right, let's talk about COVID, because the fit is about to hit the shan. There is this secret CDC report that came on out confirming that nearly 120,000 youngsters died suddenly in the USA following the rollout of the COVID vaccines. All of this, of course, was being hidden from you. And remember, back in 2021, Dr. Anthony Fauci was out there saying the vaccine was going to be safe. It would save us from the deadly COVID-19 disease that was supposedly ravaging the country, and which actually was no more serious than the flu. But Fauci used propaganda, lies, and manipulation to coerce parents into getting their children vaccinated. And, the pharmaceutical companies and their stockholders profited immensely. Okay? So now this Centers for Disease Control report has revealed that nearly 500,000 children and young adults died within a year of the fateful announcement. 118,000 of those deaths are suspected to be due to the vaccine's dangerous side effect. And this report should spark widespread outrage, but so far it's not being reported by the legacy media, because the legacy media does not want to give up those millions of dollars in advertising revenues coming from the pharmaceutical companies here. Over in Germany, it turns out that the German Federal Ministry of the Interior hired scientists from several research institutes and universities to basically create a calculation model that was fake to exaggerate the effects of coronavirus to justify the lockdowns and the masking and the vaccinations. It was all a lie. It was all a lie. Now, here is something that's really kind of interesting. This is being reported by WorldNet Daily. There was a gentleman, Ernest Ramirez, wanted to do the right thing for his son. So he had his 16-year-old son given the COVID-19 vaccine. After all, we were all told the vaccine was 100% safe. 5 days later, the son died from complications related to a severely enlarged heart. And basically, Ramirez was interviewed on LifeSite News and said that soon after the son's death, he actually received a phone call from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And according to Ramirez, agency officials asked him to change the cause of death for his son to COVID, not the vaccine, but just COVID. And they even offered money to him to do so. Okay, they tried to bribe him to keep a lid on what was going on. And the father refused the money. He's going public. And I think now that he has, we'll probably see a lot more people come on out and say, yeah, we're being coerced into remaining silent. You know, we already know that social media was, you know, taking down any posts about people who lost loved ones or who suffered ill effects from the vaccines. It was a big, huge secret. Another story, this one coming out of Western Journal. There was this 25-year-old doctor who died suddenly. The family is shocked. She had no prior medical situation, but she did run multiple vaccine clinics. And so fully on board with the vaccine propaganda, the dogma, if you will. And unfortunately, sadly, tragically, paid the ultimate price here. All right, up in New York City, a Supreme Court judge has ruled that Governor Kathy Hochul and the state's health department exceeded their authority by mandating vaccinations for healthcare workers. This is not included in the state's public health law. And so Hochul didn't have the authority to do this, but went ahead and did it anyway. Now, yesterday we reported on this story about how the Pentagon was considering back pay for the troops discharged for refusing to take the COVID vaccine, which seems to me like a just thing to do. But the Pentagon has now done a 180-degree turn and said it is not, in fact, looking at the issue of back pay for service members discharged from the military for refusing to comply with the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. Okay. And according to General Patrick Ryder, he's a brigadier, and he said that the mandate was lawful. That's open to debate. And basically said that the soldiers should have followed their orders, and therefore they're not going to get their back pay. I think that really kind of sucks, if you ask me. Getting into other non-COVID health issues, apparently in 2022, 38% of Americans had to postpone medical treatment due to the high cost. This was found in a Gallup poll that was released just yesterday. And this is a 12-point increase over just 1 year. And this 38% number is the highest in the since they began following this trend 22 years ago. And respondents noted sometimes they had to postpone their treatment, even in very difficult health situations where postponement could mean actually dying. Okay, over in AP, Associated Press, there is a weird situation going on. We're hearing all over the country there's a nursing shortage. A lot of nurses were let go for not getting the vaccine. A lot of nurses simply resigned, changed profession because of the vaccine mandate. But down in Mississippi, their colleges are reducing their nursing school classes. They're turning away students, even though there is currently a nursing shortage. And that sounds a little weird. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about health and medical issues. And there is a booming business in these online pharmacies that sell abortion pills. The pro-abortion people want everybody killing their babies. You know, forget about birth control and condoms and everything. Go ahead, get pregnant, then kill the little thing. And it turns out that these online pharmacies that are selling these abortion pills are sharing sensitive data with Google and other parties, okay? Which may allow law enforcement to prosecute those who use the medications in states where they are illegal. But it is definitely an invasion of their privacy, and it's another indication of just how our civilization is falling apart. Now, we have been dealing with, you know, the drug problem that has come in from the open borders. And apparently, researchers at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, have discovered that heroin and cocaine, Molly and ecstasy and fentanyl are now being mixed with an animal tranquilizer called xyloxine. Its slang name is Trank. And it turns out this drug can cause aggressive behavior, aggressive wounds. It can cause skin ulcers. You can have amputations from this. And again, you've got to be really careful. You know, fentanyl's actually been around for quite a long time. I remember hearing about it when I still lived in North Hollywood, and there was a form of it floating around called D-alpha fentanyl, and the people who used it were coming down with permanent Parkinson's symptoms. Okay, I'm sorry, there is no rush out there that is worth that kind of damage to your body. So remember what Nancy Reagan used to say, just say no, which ignored the fact that, you know, Vice President Bush was involved in this whole drug running thing with the down in Nicaragua. All right, getting to the international news here. Things are getting very, very bloody in Ukraine. Soledar has now been taken by Russia. Even Ukraine is saying, yeah, they got it. Apparently, nearly 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers were killed in that battle. And Zelensky doesn't care, you know. He's got the same attitude that Henry Kissinger does. You know, they're just pawns to be spent in the great game. And apparently Ukraine is throwing in troops trying to defend Bakhmut, and they're basically going to certain deaths. And because of this, more and more Ukrainian soldiers are defecting from Ukraine to Russia. They're walking up to the Russians and saying, you're right, we want to fight with you. And, you know, that's what they're doing. And, you know, it's a growing situation that Zelensky is going to have to face up to at some point here. Or NATO's going to say, well, it's time for a draft. We're going to send our kids in to fight those evil Russians in Ukraine. And, you know, we'll thin out the world's population that way. Now, over in Russia, their spy chief, Sergei Naryshkin, is out there saying that the reason the peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have stalled is because Washington, D.C. has ordered Zelensky not to come to any agreement with Russia to keep the war going. And the U.S. is basically forbidding Zelensky from even considering the possibility of a peaceful resolution. So that's good news for the military-industrial complex out there. And speaking of which, there is another story. This is from CNN. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby is out there saying that, yes, there may be additional military aid coming from the United States, meaning your wallet, to Ukraine. And they're going to keep on fighting this war until we're all absolutely flat broke. Another situation that Zelensky is having to deal with is a lot of his inner circle are starting to resign. And apparently presidential aide Alexei Arestovich has resigned, and rumors are that others are going to follow him. They will, you know, get off the sinking ship here. And as if the resignations weren't a problem, there was a helicopter crash near Kiev, and on board were some of top-ranking government officials, including, let's see, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Denis Monastirsky, First Deputy Minister Yevgeny Yenin, State Secretary Yuri Lubkovich, and apparently, 30 people are in the hospital, including 12 children. And sooner or later, somebody's going to come on out and say, oh, Russia did this. They shot down this helicopter over Kiev with one of their invisible super weapons, blah, 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 blah. Okay, Facebook has now shut down Russia Today's Russian page. Okay, we have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news, I have a small announcement to make. RBN has gotten in new T-shirts, and we have all sizes from small to double extra large. And if you make a donation to RBN of $100 or more, you will get a T-shirt in your size. And so, a chance to sort of help promote the site, help keep RBN alive, and we thank you for your support. All right, getting on back to the international news, as I started to mention before we went to the commercial break, Facebook has shut down Russia Today's Russian language page. And this is a huge page. It's got more than 2 million followers. It's the largest Russian language media page on Facebook. And Facebook so far has not come up with an explanation. Obviously, the concern is that they are trying to limit the ability of the Russian people to communicate about what's going on in Ukraine, mostly because Ukraine is losing at this particular point. Now, the European Commission announced yesterday that it will set up the first strategic reserve of equipment and supplies available to any EU member in response to potential chemical or nuclear incidents. The stockpile will be located in Finland within easy reach of the Baltic states. Now, what they mean by strategic reserve is nuclear weapons. Okay, so the bombs are being stacked and made ready to go. Meanwhile, three NATO AWACS surveillance jets have arrived in Bucharest from Germany to reinforce the alliance's eastern flank and monitor military activity at its border. Sounds really good, but remember that story that came out a little bit earlier. Russia has just deployed a new electronic warfare system that renders the AWACS useless. And the Russians are definitely ahead of us on electronic warfare. Okay, top U.S. military officer, Army General Mark Milley, traveled to a site near the Ukraine-Poland border yesterday and talked with his Ukrainian counterpart face-to-face for the first time, a meeting underscoring the growing ties between the two militaries and coming at a critical time as Russia's war with Ukraine nears the one-year mark. And so, yeah, the U.S. is definitely getting involved in this conflict more than just with supplies and money. And I really should put a poll up at whatreallyhappened.com. I don't think we're going to get through this year without getting into a major world war. And that's going to be bad news for everybody. Meanwhile, Germany is starting to move Patriot air defense systems to Poland. They're going to start delivering them in the coming days. And they're basically going to set those up to hopefully intercept bad things coming in from the east. And as if Ukraine was not enough of a problem, there is a story coming out of Antebellum 679354512 on how NATO is getting prepared for another European conflict involving Bosnia. And the whole region of the Western Balkans is of strategic importance to NATO. And so Jens Stoltenberg met with Denis Bjerčević, member of the tripartite presidency of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and they had a confab there. So, again, can we call it a world war yet? I mean, everybody's fighting everybody. Down in Israel, they are dealing with major protests there. Tens of thousands of Israelis over the weekend protested in Tel Aviv against the new ultra-right-wing government and their plans to overhaul the judicial system. The protesters were accusing Prime Minister Netanyahu of trying to weaken the country's democratic institutions just weeks after returning to power. And apparently we've got some politicians here in the United States saying that, you know, we should intervene in Israel to restore democracy and civil order in Israel. So, I mean, you know, at some point, you know, we're already running out of weapons and ammunition and people, and we're a little overextended here. Over at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israeli extremists stormed the compound after Israeli forces harassed Muslims at the site. And apparently they were harassing Muslim worshippers to clear the way for the incursion by the extremists. Now, under the current agreement, Muslims alone are allowed to pray at Al-Aqsa. Non-Muslims are allowed to visit, however, as long as you follow the traditions and behave yourself here. Interestingly enough, Jordan's ambassador to Israel tried to visit the Al-Aqsa Mosque yesterday, and the Israeli forces stopped him and just blocked him. And this prompted a diplomatic complaint from Jordan. Israel came on back and said, well, it was just a misunderstanding. The Israeli police didn't recognize the ambassador and were waiting for instructions from the headquarters. Okay, now one of the things Israel is really very good at is computer hacking. And apparently Haaretz has revealed that there's a company called Toka. This was founded by the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Israeli military cyber chief Yaron Rosen. And they have created a technology that can locate security cameras or webcams anywhere hooked into the system, hack into them, monitor the live feeds, and worse, alter the video feeds without a trace. And regulated by the Israeli Ministry for Military Affairs, Toka has offices in Tel Aviv and Washington and works supposedly with state-level clients, including law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And So, less and less can we trust what we're being shown on, you know, cameras and videos. It's just reached a point where there's no absolute in the information. It's all subject to manipulation and fraud here. All right, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to China to try and talk them out of deepening cooperation with Russia, and it's probably not going to succeed. U.S. belligerence around the world is what's driving China and Russia into each other's welcoming arms, I guess. And Blinken is also going to try and de-escalate the trade war, lessen tensions over the Taiwan issue, and try and incentivize Beijing to move away from Moscow, probably with very generous offerings of your money. There have been several war games recently about a possible conflict between China, Taiwan, and the United States, and the short version is it didn't go well for pretty much anybody. Taiwan maintained its independence, but at great cost, and both China and the United States suffered serious losses as well. So what's that line from war games? The only winning move is not to play. It definitely applies here. This one is a little bit out of order here, but apparently more than 90 countries have expressed their deep concern at Israel's punitive measures against the Palestinian people following a UN request for an advisory opinion by the International Court of Justice. Israel does not want the Palestinians going to the International Court and complaining about what's going on, so Israel is just doing more of it that led to the complaint in the first place. Getting into the economic news, as you're already aware, all of these sanctions, the destruction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, have put Europe into a serious situation with energy, and they're dealing with a major cold snap over there. Prices have gone through the roof. And now, according to this article in Aleppo News, the United Kingdom is now circumventing its own sanctions against Moscow in order to import Russian oil. It's basically come on down to, you know, we either do business with the Russians or we freeze. And the people in the United Kingdom are saying, well, we're not going to freeze here. And so it's definitely an awkward situation. Europe pretty much would not go along with these sanctions if it was not for the arm twisting coming from the United States of America. Now, Russia and Iran want to issue a new currency called the stablecoin. It will be backed by gold and therefore will be a lot more stable than this fiat make-believe money that we have from the Federal Reserve. They're going to move away from the dollar on that one. Meanwhile, South Africa is saying that BRICS is mulling a new payment system to ditch dollar control, because the world is well aware that the United States gained dominance for the dollar at the end of World War II, the Bretton Woods Convention, promptly proceeded to weaponize it, to exploit other countries, and now they're moving away. They said, we don't want to do with the dollar anymore. We're going to come up with our own system. Now, a little bit of good news. Down in Texas, there's a bill under consideration. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst Brenham. It has the support of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It would basically ban certain foreign entities from purchasing land in the state. This is in response to all these stories we have about China coming on in and buying up huge swaths of land in very sensitive areas. And 82% of Texas Republican voters want to see the Texas government prohibit the Chinese government or Chinese citizens from purchasing land in the state. And I think that would be a good idea. Now then, over at Microsoft, they are feeling the recession. People are holding on to their older computers and software, and they're getting ready to basically terminate thousands of jobs. Now, Microsoft currently employs more than 220,000 people, including 6,000 in the United Kingdom. They're apparently going to cut roughly 5% of the workforce to try and stem financial losses. This equates to approximately 11,000 jobs. So there's going to be 11,000 really bad operating system writers looking for new work out there. This is a this is insane. This is over at yahoo.com. More cities and states are making homeless encampments a crime. Okay? And it's happening all across the country. According to the National Homelessness Law Center, more than 100 jurisdictions now have such bans on the books. Where do they expect these people to go? Okay? Now, federal data shows that over 500,000 people experienced homelessness on at least one night in January of 2022. And experts warn more people will enter homelessness as housing costs increase, which we're seeing in New York and much of California. You know, this government is not taking care of its own people. It's busy throwing money at Israel and throwing money at Zelensky and throwing money at, and they're neglecting us. Okay, we're just nothing but walking wallets to these bozos out there. Down in Davos, they're pushing a couple of agendas. One is the environment, global warming, and the other is dealing with misinformation, by which they mean they can't get away with lying to the world like they have been for decades before. So one of the speakers at the World Economic Forum pointed out that mining cobalt, a material that is vital for batteries used by electric cars, had horrific costs. And we're not just talking financial. We're talking about the health of the miners who are mining it, transportation. And again, I think electric vehicles are really cool, but they're not really practical yet for the majority of the Earth's population because of the cost of the batteries, and certainly because we don't have the generating capacity to keep them charged. So, again, it sounded good in the pitch meeting, but they didn't really think it all the way through. Now, Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, and I am not kidding you on this, this was reported in several places, Kerry says an extraterrestrial force brought people to Davos to save the planet. And it's described as a bizarre World Economic Forum speech. And he was out there with this comment, and I don't know, maybe he's drying his hair in the microwave again, but he did follow up by saying that the only way to stop global warming is money, 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 money. Not his own money, of course. He's talking about your money. And so he's out there saying that the world is not acting with enough urgency to save the world. And, you know, there's a climate crisis coming, which they've been screaming about since 1912. You know, that the world is warming and we're all going to be in trouble. Even Zelensky's wife was out there pushing this whole climate change thing, trying to link Russia's aggression in Ukraine to climate change. So this is a common theme that they are definitely pushing out there. And they're trying to control all the information coming out of Davos. And CNBC's managing editor allegedly threatened a reporter for the conservative Canadian website Rebel News after the reporter asked simple questions during an ambush interview at the World Economic Forum. I mean, we're talking, you know, threats. Get out of here or bad things will happen. All right, let's get into immigration and the border. Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security head, is out there calling for what is called deferred enforced departure, which means no departure at all. In other words, he's going to take people who are scheduled for deportation, and we're going to defer it. Trust us, you're still scheduled for deportation, but it's going to happen, you know, somewhere in the next 20, 30 years or something like that. And we touched on this a little bit earlier in the show, but one of the problems we have with the open border is the flood of fentanyl coming into this country. And nobody seems to want to pay attention to it. They're all up in arms about, oh, COVID is killing you and AR-15s are killing you. And, you know, Geraldo Rivera came out claiming that the AR in AR-15 stands for automatic rifle, made a total fool of himself. It stands for Armalite, the company that designed the weapon. Getting on back to the fentanyl, children under the age of 14 are dying from fentanyl poisoning at a faster rate than any other age group in the United States. This is a new analysis from Families Against Fentanyl. And apparently in the past 2 years, since Biden took office, fentanyl deaths among children have surged. And it's, again, you know, more people, more kids are dying from fentanyl than from guns or COVID. But nobody wants to stand up and say, well, we need to do something about this. And the reason the fentanyl flood is happening is very, very simple. These illegal immigrants coming across the border, they go to the fentanyl suppliers on the other side of the border, load up, cross the border, sell the fentanyl, and they've got money to start their new lives. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here, and let's talk about guns and gun rights here as we all chuckle over Geraldo Rivera's recent embarrassment. And we're hearing from Illinois that more and more sheriffs are going public saying they are not going to enforce that new law that Governor Pritzker just signed because it is such a blatant attack on the Second Amendment. And apparently there are now lawsuits that are starting. Apparently, according to Center Square, there's a new bill that passed prohibiting the possession, sale, transfer, and manufacture of large-capacity magazines. And while it exempts law enforcement and military, the law also put a buyback program in place for large-capacity magazines. And by the way, these buyback programs never really work because the people with ill intent are not going to sell their weapons. Criminals don't sell the weapons. You know, it's the tools of the trade. Okay? And this is all about disarming the American people in order to more easily plunder them. Okay, up in Seattle, 2 years ago, they slashed the police budget. This was the heyday of, you know, defund the police here. They're killing George Floyd, and we've got to get rid of the police. And local businesses are saying crime has skyrocketed. Ooh, big surprise there. And the police are overwhelmed. They're unable to deal with thefts, homelessness, and the drug use is now right out in the open. They're not even trying to hide what's going on here. Meanwhile, though, everybody seems to really be upset about the thin blue line flag. I mean, nobody complains about, the gay pride flag or the Black Lives Matter flag or any of these others here. But over in Minnesota, the police chief had to apologize for posting an image of a thin blue line flag on the department's Facebook page. And it is really kind of ridiculous. We have a house just a block down this way. I don't know who lives there, but they fly the thin blue line flag. So there's a lot of patriotism in this part of the country, and I really like it here. All righty. Project Veritas has scored again. They got Dr. Quentin Bostick on video admitting that the company he works for, Teaching Lab, is violating state law by continuing to sell critical race theory curriculums to school. They've renamed it to try and get around the law, but it's still the same curriculum. You know, whites are bad, whites are evil, and so forth and so on that one. Teaching Lab is already out there saying, oh, no, this guy does not speak for us. It's a complete lie. Project Veritas is full of it, and all the usual stuff going on. Over in Virginia, four more high schools have announced that they also were withholding National Merit Award notifications for students. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology came under fire last November for withholding the awards when a parent discovered that neither she nor her child was notified of the award. Okay, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.